This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Interesting basketball night, and we have a survival of the reestablishing of the whole show pressure cooker. We'll get into that. We have the Big Sky Conference tournament set. The Nuggets win. Yuck is the right word to describe that one. Also, I'm pissed off. You call yourself Nuggets fans. You call yourself Joker fans. We'll get into it. The whole show. Michael. The whole show starts now. To the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. It's a lovely day out there, and I mean it. I love these days. I have decided in my older age, it used to be snowy weather was my favorite, but rainy weather, that's the go-to, Mike. Rainy weather, snow second. Love the snow, just don't love the shoveling and the cleanup part of it. So I'm going to take rain in my older age when I didn't have to shovel. Seems like miles now. Even an inch at my age seems like miles now to shovel. So I'm going with the rain. Excellent day. Woke up talking about a couple of wins. And hey, Michael, you're 1-0. Well, it's not really a pick'em thing, but you put someone in the whole show pressure cooker last night, and that person survived the pressure cooker. So good on you, Nathan MacKinnon. The Avs win was kind of a clunky first, late second, but the Avs end up winning, and Nathan MacKinnon looked pretty damn good. He had a goal, he had an assist, and the Avs beat the Kings 4-2.
Yeah, I'm going to keep pressuring him.
Okay, well, we'll see. We're not doing a whole show pressure cooker today because we are jam-packed with guests on the show today. Matt Mummy, former associate head coach for the Colorado State Rams, is going to join me. And I say former, yeah. He is he's looking for something else in this world, and I hope he finds it. I'm looking forward to catching up with him. He's a great football guy, and I've had excellent conversations with him throughout his time with the Colorado State Rams, and really it's just going to be talk to me from his perspective, how the season went down, what he would have liked to see differently from himself maybe, from he and Coach Jay Norvell. We'll get into it. I'm a big fan of his, and I will continue to be a big fan of his. And we'll talk to him later on in the program. Also, Chris Dempsey's going to join us. Let's talk Nuggets, Mike. Let's talk Nuggets. And then Brock Wisney will be in studio. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Solutions, coming up here in just a moment. And the Bears win last night. Interior Sprinkler Systems. Mess that up. Interior Sprinkler Systems coming up. We won't mess it up when it counts during the show. The Bears win big over Montana, and now they got to turn around and play again on Monday against Montana. So what I said, my first scenario yesterday that I laid out to you, Michael, the easiest scenario was the Bears beat Montana, and more than likely Portland State beats Weber State, and then the Bears would leapfrog Weber State to get the fifth seed in the Big Sky, and that's exactly what happened. So good there. Last night, let's get to it, Mike. The good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me? Well, we had the pressure cooker yesterday. Michael threw Nate Dogg in it. I had Cam Johnson in it. And I think one of our listeners somebody threw the UNC Bears in it. Was it you? Did you throw an extra one? One of our listeners threw
No, I knew they would win.
Bears survived the pressure cooker, Monday night's pressure cooker. Nathan McKinnon survived. He got out alive. Cam Johnson did not play, Michael, so does he get a pass on that? It's not like we're keeping record, but he didn't play. And I have more thoughts on Cam. I have a lot of thoughts on what we saw last night. The bad for me was the Nuggets. They win 128-125, Michael, but keep in mind, this is a Jazz team. Here's tanking, and Michael has a hard time understanding this. Tanking, the players don't tank. So get that out of your mind. The players do not tank. The coaches, perhaps, can. The general managers can. And the Jazz have 577 dudes that are out with, I don't know, whatever they have. And so you got a bunch of young, hungry guys just trying to prove that they belong in the league and potentially on a new team or to be the face of their old team. Or their current team, I should say. So you saw that last night. You saw really hungry Keontae George. Doesn't want to pass the ball, but he does like to shoot, and he does like to score. He had 36 points last night. The ugly? I'm frustrated with Nuggets fans. I'm frustrated with a lot of Nuggets fans today because there is a lot of hate being thrown at Nikola Jokic. The best player by far, hands down, the Nuggets have ever seen in their history. And a rough stretch of games and some, yeah, flopping, sure, it's part of it, and I'm going to get into that. But the reaction by some of you and people that have followed this dude for a long time, are there real things we can talk about with Joker? Yeah, but I can also tell you why they're happening. So there it is. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Where do we want to start here? Okay. So you hear the Jazz. Was it the TV guys on the call last night? Here's the Jazz. It's basically their version of Chris Marlowe and Scott Hastings. There's a play. Who was it? Was it George that was like trying to block out Joker? It was a guard, and he's basically like on his butt. He's so far down to the ground. He's just driving his ass into the front of Joker, into his shins. And Joker basically just kind of falls on top of him. It's sprawl, if you're a wrestling fan. He was sprawling at that point. And I don't think a foul was called either way. But here's the Jazz commentators talking about this particular play.
Of Jokic.
Yeah, he's just trying to box out. And my goodness, Jokic. Should have brought a saddle, bro. I mean, just
run him to the barn.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do in that scenario if you're Nikola Jokic? Guy backs down. He's burrowing. He's burrowing under you. When you are taught to block out, yeah, you put your butt into him and you put your arms out. You create a barrier so that you can get the rebound. Or you can push him away from getting the rebound. This guy was digging in. He was almost on the ground. He was almost sitting down. What is Joker supposed to do?
Looked like he lost his keys.
Yeah, so is he supposed to step over him? How? I mean, What is he going to do? Step over a human that's like basically on the ground? The guy has Joker is definitely getting frustrated with the refs. Does he flop? Yeah, absolutely. Does he spend time chewing out the referees when he should spend time running down the floor? Absolutely, Michael. But Mike, let me ask you a question. You're a hockey guy. Why do they fight? Why do they get in fights? What usually leads to fights in hockey?
A lot of times it's because one player plays a little dirty. Other times it's because the guy wants to get some people into the penalty box, so he'll, you know.
So, but could you say, like, sometimes it's a result of frustration?
Yeah, but sometimes the tough guy will, you know, play a little rough just to try to get someone to fight him.
Yeah, and then so there's a retaliation at some point. Or sometimes they can keep jamming dudes up against the wall, and it just gets frustrating, and you see it. So you see it rise to the top, right? All fair reasons, correct?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they can't do that in the NBA. They can't get frustrated and throw punches. They get ejected from the game. There's no penalty box. There's no sit out. Think about it for a second. That's it. And then probably another game or two or more after that. Imagine these little gnats just constantly picking at you. Every time Joker, in the start of the fourth quarter, an interesting lineup by Adelman. Joker, the same play three times in a row. Joker lines up on the left wing, gets the ball, immediately double teamed. Not just double teamed, one player is aggressively, like grabbing his ribs, grabbing his jersey, grabbing his shoulder, putting his hands all over him. And sometimes it's called, sometimes it isn't. There were some questionable calls toward the Nuggets at the end of that game, too. I did think that was a Joker foul. My initial response was he got all ball, but I did see an arm on, was it George's body? I do think it was a foul, but they overturned it, which was actually fascinating. Maybe it was a makeup call. But imagine if you're Joker. You're a lot larger than most dudes out there, and they just keep going. Just pesky as hell all over your body throughout the game. You can't retaliate. What are you supposed to do? Throw him down to the ground, which he tried, kind of. So he looks to the referees like, are you kidding me? Are you seeing this?
I mean, he could have, like, you know, elbowed the guy's face into the
They called foul.
I mean, like, accidentally done it, and then his teeth comes out, and then everybody in the future
be,
goes,
be realistic.
I'm not going to do this to Jokic.
Be realistic. I think him losing his mind against the Thunder the way he did would cause some players some, you know, hesitance to go after him like that. Michael, he had five fouls. He almost had six. So when you're Joker, you can't retaliate. You can't push and fight and rip guys off of you, because if you get a BS call along with real calls that you're going to get, again, he had five fouls, probably should have had a sixth foul that might have resulted in a Nuggets loss, but maybe Tony Soprano got to the refs last night in this Nuggets game because that should have been a foul call, but I digress on that side.
Maybe it was a makeup non-call.
What is Joker supposed to do? They're constantly going at him. Dort trips him, knocks him to the ground, and people are like, Dort's not a terrible, not a bad player. The dude does that all the time. He trips guys. He's becoming a new version of Draymond Green. And Draymond Green used to be really good until he let the antics kind of take over. And that's what we're seeing with Dort. Last night with the Kings, like I tweeted this out last night. Word is out on how to guard Joker in 2026. Just maul him. Absolutely. Just get rough with him up and down the floor, guards on him, double team, hands all over his body. Don't even let him move. He's either going to turn the ball over, he's going to get frustrated and commit a foul or even get a technical. And if it works, they're going to call your guys for a foul. But hey, it might be worth it. That's on Joker to figure out. That's on David Adelman to figure out. And they aren't figuring it out. Why is he getting the ball in the wing when he's double-teamed every single time down the floor, and it's the same result? Nobody's cutting to the basket. Nobody's moving out there. DeWell County Swami says he's supposed to have guards who can throw a decent entry pass. He's supposed to. Why? How is he supposed to? Who's throwing him an entry pass? Julian Strother? Christian Brown, who has not been great since signing that contract? Bruce Brown, they all struggle getting him the ball in the entry-level pass. And when you say Jokic should have gone for 100 last night, Texter says, that's on David Adelman. Rethink how you're doing it. If he's being clobbered above the free throw line extended and nobody's moving, you know what the definition of insanity is? Just keep doing the same thing over and 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 over again. And expecting different results. That's coaching. That's coaching. And David Adelman has to figure this out. And then to start the fourth quarter, it was, what was this lineup? I snagged a picture of it. Okay, so it's Joker, it's Jalen Pickett, it's Julian Strother, it's Tim Hardaway Jr., it's Bruce Brown. Yeah, that'll get it going. Nuggets win 128-125 against a team that's tanking. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We got a lot to get to today. I'm not done on this stuff, but I'm just telling you guys, like, there's a lot of people like, I'm getting tired of watching him play, man. I get how great he is, but he's flopping too much. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed, like you say, turn around and knock somebody's teeth out? Okay, that's a 10-game suspension. Bye-bye playoffs. He's too valuable to be a goon, Mike. That's why they have goons in hockey. You cannot have Joker retaliate in any way. Because if he does once, That could mean a fine. That could mean a suspension. That could mean the season.
You know, this is another reason why the NBA is just not as popular as it could be. If they would quit all this crap, if they would allow, if they wouldn't, you know, give preferential treatment to some players and not to others, the NBA would be more popular. But instead, people go, oh, this league is crap. I'm just going to watch college and high school, and I'm going to leave the NBA behind, which I feel is a joke.
You
the
feel
NBA
the NBA
would
is
get rid of that crap.
You feel the NBA is a joke based on the zero amount of games you watch this year? Is that
No,
is
I'm
that
saying
right?
A lot of people feel that way.
Who are you talking to? Because I'm telling you, if your response is, I'm going to go watch college instead, that ain't it either. College ratings are down other than March Madness. I am watching basketball. I watched 3 basketball games last night. But there's not like an overwhelming, oh, the NBA's product is so bad, I'm going over to college. That product's struggling too, because they got a lot of one-and-done guys, they got a lot of guys transferring, and it takes 75% of a season for players to actually gel with their team. Kind of like what's happening with Colorado State. They figured it out once we got into February. So all basketball is struggling right now in a weird spot. March Madness ratings will tell you absolutely not. That's going to pick up. But you're not wrong on the preferential treatment. A lot of Joker fans are pissed off, and Joker's pissed off because he's seeing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander get these calls. He's seeing Giannis get these calls. He's seeing Luka get these calls, and he's not getting them. And he's being mauled. He's a 7-foot dude being mauled by guard night after night after night after night. If you're a small guy like Caruso going up against Joker, well, that's fine. You can let him just beat the hell out of him, man. Ultimately, you get bit by a mosquito more than, you know, 20 times, it's going to start to really freaking hurt in the same spot. You ever been bitten in the same spot by a mosquito, Michael? I haven't either, but I imagine it hurts. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to chime in. No, I think that's part of the issue, Michael. It's not that I don't think if you're an NBA fan, I don't think if you see Joker play, you go, I'm tired of this. I'm going away from it. I do think fans get tired of preferential treatment. I think they get tired of refs being inconsistent in their calls. And it's not a strong enough league like the NFL to get past that. The NFL can get past inconsistency in pass interference calls because it's just that good of a product. The NBA needs to fix it. But your boy, Mike, your boy, Adam Silver, I don't know why he's your boy, but he is today, decided that, you know what the biggest issue is, because DraftKings said so, is tanking. That's what we need to focus on, tanking. The 4 teams that it pertains to, that's what we need to fix. When every team in the NBA is dealing with the crap we saw last night, and you're telling me tanking's the epidemic. That's why Michael's not watching the NBA. That's, bleh, I almost cussed.
I mean, I don't like tanking, but to be honest with you, that would not be the number one priority. The number one priority would be the reffing.
Reffing, 100%. Agree with you, 100%. Because you know what you fix if you fix your reffing? Flopping. It's not the player's fault. They take advantage of it.
It's basically become, I don't want to say it's become soccer, but like the
in
flopping
some ways,
feels soccer-esque.
In some ways it does. And I'm not telling, like, you know me, I love Joker. He frustrates me. But I also take a step back and go, what would I do in that situation? Guy is just up and down the floor, Mike. He's all over you, and you can't do anything. Because if you retaliate, you get a bogus foul. You get a bad foul call. And you can't afford, Joker can't afford to have bad foul calls. I got a lot of thoughts on this, how David Adelman is handling this. I thought he did a great job without Joker. Why is he struggling so much with Joker? We got Dempsey to come on and talk to us about that, too. He said, Chris, we got to get the roster back. Joker's playing his usual 35 minutes. You need Aaron freaking Gordon back. You need Aaron Gordon back. You need somebody else to kind of shoulder the load with these little gnats just pestering you. You need AG back. Maybe help is on the way. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll take a quick break. The Brock Wisney Show coming up at the bottom of the hour. A lot of basketball talk today. And then we'll end the show. We're going to have, I think Matt Mummy's going to stick with us for an hour. We got a lot to unpack there. It's the whole show. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Will anything slow down the Colorado Avalanche? Find out with us on Northern Colorado's Voice,
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents The Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Welcome in to a special edition, because it is now a postseason edition of the Brock Wisney Show. Yeah. Brock, my friend, you guys take care of business last night over the Montana Grizzlies, 85-57.
Yeah.
And dude, you were 1-7 to start Big Sky play. I know we've said that a lot. 1-7, and then you ended up going 9-1 the rest of the way through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Incredible.
We talk about it, too. We had a meeting right after. I think we were 1-6, and Smiley's like, okay, guys, like our goal is to go like 6-5 for this last stretch. And we went 9-2 for the last stretch. So, you know, we really stepped it up, 9 of our last 10, and I feel like we're rolling right now.
Yeah, no, I'll say. Last night's game, well, I want to get to the Idaho game, too, because that came into
There's three games. Three games we got to go over.
Yeah, we have to. And in the Idaho game, that turned out to be pretty significant for you guys, because Idaho won their final game. You needed to win that one.
Yeah.
You got it done, but that could have upset. You know, again, it worked out, I think, pretty good. But then we'd have 4 million other tiebreakers to go through.
Yeah.
So that game was pretty important. And then get win number 20, the only team in the Big Sky to win 20 this year.
That's pretty cool.
And you got it last night against Montana.
Yeah, 20 is always a fun mark to hit. That's how you know you've been winning all year. But going back to the Idaho game, you know, we lost to Eastern Washington, and that was a tough one. We could have got it done, just didn't quite play good enough. But the Idaho game was a big one, because winning that automatically secured us out of the bottom
seven. Which is so important.
Them. And so that was such a huge game to be able to get that done on the road. It was tough. We were down like 7 at half. I was a little frustrated. I played like 3 minutes the first half. I had 2 fouls early. And but, you know, I think we were able to step it up and play some good defense the second half.
Yeah. No, you really were, man. And this has been such a fun team to see kind of come together, because, you know, there for a while it was either you, Quinn, or Zach that was just like two or sometimes three of you guys dominate. But there's been so many dudes that have just stepped up along the way, and you just can feel that more and more. Smiley was telling me on the two-man game podcast this morning that even though you guys win by basically 30, he felt like there was a lot left in the tank in a game like that last night.
Yeah, you know, I think that we had so much that we still left on the table, right? You know, I had a bad game offensively, but, you know, guys stepped up all over the court, you know, Ring catching like a million lobs, Zach hitting his threes, and even the guys coming in at the end of the game. Tanner comes in and hit 2 threes.
Yeah, man.
And, I think that it was really fun. We were just kind of enjoying the moment, you know, the last home game of the year.
How about your guy, Quinn Danker, breaking the record for assists
that
season?
Crazy.
Also a team record, too, of assists. That'd be fun to go through every one of his assists. How many do you think he has? How many does he have? Do we know? I didn't see that.
Well, he's probably like above like 200, right?
Yeah. How many of those do you think are yours?
Like the two, five or six.
Five of those? You probably get the majority of those. But Quinn, and now that the records are so tight, there's a chance that Quinn could end up being the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year.
Absolutely. You know, I think that you look back to Darling last year. I think I saw your tweet about it. Darling, fourth team last year, and he got Big Sky Player of the Year. Quinn's had an extraordinary year just stuffing the stat sheet. So he absolutely has a bid there for that.
Yeah, well, and you guys are on the standings, it shows you as the fourth seed. But for Big Sky purposes, your fifth seed, does it really matter? I don't know.
It does not matter. No.
This year, more than ever, does it? Outside of getting out of the bottom four, so you don't have to play four to ultimately go dancing, this year, maybe more so than ever, does it matter where you are in the bracket?
You know, there's a lot of little stuff, like the game times. I think the side that we're on is good for game times.
Yeah, you're not going to play at like freaking 9:30.
Yeah, we'll get some rest. We're like 5:30s and 7s and stuff into the last game at 9, whereas on the other side, it's some late games like 8 and 9. So the rest, a few couple hours of rest is big, especially in having three games in a row. And also, you know, the team stuff, who you play is always something you could look at. I think that we're confident regardless of who we play, so that doesn't matter as much. But, you know, the other side, Montana's a little banged up, but they're still playing well, and Eastern Washington's pretty good. So I think that when it comes down to it, there's not a ton of difference, you know, when it comes to those games.
I think it's going to be a dogfight.
It will be.
All the way through, man. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm excited.
You pumped? Excited.
Yeah, I'm very pumped.
You finished your final regular season as a UNC Bear, man.
Yeah.
And now... Now you go forward and you get a chance to go do something really crazy here.
That's the goal. It's been the goal all year, and everybody's had the same mindset. So I think that, you know, we're in the right place for it. We just got to go do it. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. This stuff's never easy. 3 games in 3 days, and it's going to take a lot of pushing through some tough moments, but it'll be good.
Last year you guys beat Weber State in a close game to finish the regular season.
Yeah.
And then you take them you play them in the first round, or I guess second round for you guys, and you destroy them. So that's an example of it being a good thing to play the team you just played in the tournament.
Yeah.
But there are also plenty of examples of it being a bad thing.
Yeah.
How difficult is that task? You just put it to Montana last night.
Yeah,
they're going to be looking at that pissed off. It seems like, I know you play every team twice every year. It seems like you played Montana 4 million times in the last three years.
That's how it always feels.
Yeah, you feel. And Montana, man.
Yeah, you know, I think that, like you're saying, last year's close to Weber and then blowout. This year it's blowout and then what? We don't know. I think that money and those guys, they were tired. You know, it was their game in 5 days, as were we. But, you know, I think that maybe it's a little bit of extra motivation. Money's going to come in his top shape, and I'm sure he'll have a great game. But it's going to come down to limiting him, being able to limit guys like Sawyer. So really just being it's the same thing as last night, just who's going to be tougher.
Yeah. No, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm
excited.
I'm excited.
I already told Smiley, three wins, and we're playing. You're singing to us, man.
Yeah.
Michael, have you found the instrumental version, by the way, yet? I tasked you with that 14 weeks ago. I'm guessing we're no closer than we just the instrumental version.
We can skip
version.
It. It's okay.
No!
Maybe.
Okay. Instrumental version of Friends in Low Places, or else Terry back there, superfan Terry, is going to have to play it on his guitar. He's going to have to get a guitar first.
That'll be good. That'll
play
be good.
It in here, man. All right, let's take a quick break. We got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. We got game balls to give out,
too. We got three of them.
And then I want you to talk to me a little bit about Starch Madness.
Oh, yeah.
What the difference is like and what preparation is like throughout that, because it's got to be like a tornado of basketball.
It is. It's crazy.
And it's coming up right around the corner. We'll take a short break here, but first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Now quit singing for a second and just come back here to the show. But excellent. That's what we're going to get, man.
Yeah.
Got this. That was good. That was you, right? I closed my eyes. I just thought it was Brock Wisney singing right there. My guy, Mr. Mark Larson, shout out to him.
Yeah.
Love that dude. Big time Bear supporter.
Yeah.
He said Brock's sister, Ariel, is that right? Did a great job singing the Star Spangled Banner.
She did.
Last night.
It was really good.
High bar for Brock.
Yeah. You know, I won't be able to do it that good.
Not with that attitude. Yeah.
Well, I will enjoy doing it. You know, she did great. It was cool. Smiley was talking
about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then you were saying like so many people were like blown away.
Yeah.
And that was like the first time in that setting you've seen her sing.
Yeah. Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Cool was that for you? Because like emotionally
awesome.
You're trying to get into the basketball thing, but then there's a side compartment of your brain. It's like, That's my big sister out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was cool. She sang at the Women's Final Four before, so I knew she was pretty good at it. But, you know, hearing it live, it was good. I think it was awesome.
Do you think we need to call her for tips or anything?
No, I'm just going to wing it. I'm not practicing. You know,
I think
I'm just going to pretend I'm in the shower singing.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can run some water in the background, and Michael can do that for you. Yeah. That could help out. I don't know. Think about it, Mike. Brock, it's been so much fun following this team. And I got to say, man, having you do this show, I know this isn't our last show, but
we got some more.
It's been so much fun doing this, man.
It has been.
So if you don't play basketball after this year, you got a job.
Yeah.
You'll take Micah's back there.
No, he does great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
I'll co-host. Take this job.
Yeah, you could co-host.
I could train you and you could be an intern.
No, you don't want to leave. That makes me want you back. You know, I want you to not want to be here, or I want you to want to be here, but make that decision.
I'll just do his job and you pay him.
Yeah. Well, we haven't paid him in years. So Brock,
I get cheese crackers, peanut butter,
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. Yeah. If we remember to do it. All right, we got to throw out some game balls.
Yeah, we got.
We got to go back to Eastern Washington, don't
Eastern
we?
Eastern Washington.
Uh oh, there's my pen.
Oh yeah,
I cannot lose track of this because you owe them.
Yeah.
You owe somebody.
Big City Roadhouse. Yeah.
And we'll figure out who that's going to be. So the Eastern Washington game, you guys lost that one 82-72. Just kind of ran out of gas there, it seems like, toward the end.
Just at the end, it just didn't come together. It's unfortunate, but, you know, that one's going to Quinn. He still had a great game, 19 points.
I don't even know why we're doing this anymore because Quinn's...
Well, go to Idaho. Go to Idaho. We might as well.
Okay.
33 points, Quinn Danker. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, in seven boards. I mean, come on.
You can't not. Now,
where do you go?
Montana's interesting. Montana's an interesting one.
He made history in this game, but.
He did make history. I go by individual game.
Okay. You ignore history.
I do. I ignore history. I'm actually going to go with Ring. You know,
he had a really
good game, seven rebounds as well. And some of the dunks he had were just not even just points on the board. You know, it's huge momentum boosters. You know, if you saw the one from Zach to Ring, he reached back for that one.
Dude, that was so good.
And, yeah.
Zach was getting red hot, too.
I thought about giving it to Zach because his threes were timely and he was hitting them as well. It's hard not to give it to all three of them that game.
Are we doing game balls for the tournament, or is this official?
What do you think?
Terry, what do you think? Yeah, give him game balls.
Yeah, tournament game balls.
Game balls all the time.
Tournament game balls.
Game balls. Yes. Tournament game balls. And are those going to be worth extra points? So somebody that's behind Quinn can maybe catch up?
No, we're equal.
We just want to make this really complicated for
maybe March Madness, if someone gets one of those game balls, I'll give them like 10 points.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
You could bring them along. You can have them watch us eat lunch at Big City Roadhouse.
Yeah,
you get to come watch. I'm sure they'd love that, man.
They would, huh? They would.
You guys, what a run, honestly, that you guys went on. I'm not just saying this because you're way taller than me and bigger than me. I really believed that when you were 1-7, I did believe this team was too good for that, Mark.
Well, you said it on the record.
I said it on the record.
So you're allowed to say that.
Well, and also, I think it put pressure on you guys. And you were, as we talked about last week, you didn't want to let me down.
Put your name on the board before a game. Smiley says, we can't let it hold down.
I actually wrote him a speech.
Yeah.
And whatever he said to you was what I actually told him.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think so. No, seriously, man. This is a fun group to watch. It's going to be tough because it feels like you guys, obviously you and Zach have been there for a while. And Quinn... Yeah. Only 2 years, but it feels like he's been a part of this team for a lot longer than that.
It does.
It's going to be kind of emotional. Do you get emotional thinking about the end of the ride?
I haven't yet. I know that it's going to hit me. You know, I wasn't emotional during senior night. I wasn't really emotional last night. You know, Zach was emotional, but I think that, you know, when it comes down to that last game, then it's going to hit me, and I'm going to feel it then. But for now, I can't even, get in that mode, you know?
Well, when that last game is going to be on a big, big stage, it might
be extra. Yeah, we said possible Final Four. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're going to ever lose again, to be honest.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. You never know, man. Brock, we'll take another break here and wrap it up, but... You know, your thoughts on, you guys have been through a lot this season.
Yeah, it's been ups and downs. It's been fun, though.
The start of the season, non-con play was excellent. You beat CU for the first time since, 1400 or something that. And that was amazing. Then you get into Big Sky. Well, then you lose, before that, you lose Quinn Danker.
Yep.
And we're thinking, he's probably out for a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
He wasn't really out for a significant amount of time, so you get him back. That's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Then you start conference play, and it was a rough
go. It was rough. 1-7.
1-7. You turn it around, and you go 9-1 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Yeah. You know, it's all part of it. I'm so excited to see what's next. I don't know. I got no idea.
But. Well, Monday, 5:30.
Yeah.
And then we know if you win that, you play Tuesday. I think that's a 7:30 game.
I believe so.
On ESPNU, I think. So we'll keep following along. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, thanks. It's been. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, the Brock Wisney Show continues. We'll wrap that up here on the other side. And I got to tell you, I was watching the Bears game, even though that was a blowout. Much better than watching the Nuggets Jazz game last night.
Oh, gosh.
I wanted to go back and just watch your game again. That was a rough go. All right, we'll be right back.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I'm trying to keep all this straight. Brock, you have 417 different siblings that I'm trying to follow.
Yeah.
You got one singing national anthems. You got several playing college sports. You got one playing in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
When?
Oh, tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in Colorado. They'll be there. I mean, that'll be a good one. Arielle actually sang the national anthem. She played in two Sweet 16s and an Elite Eight.
How do you, like, your parents have got to be just, like, all over the place. Because you're all, a lot of kids, and I grew up with a big family, too. But not all, I mean, a lot of us played sports, but not all of us played all the sports all the time. And you guys just have probably crazy schedules.
It's a lot of carpooling. I think that my mom enjoys driving. I think she said this, actually. She said she'd rather be driving a kid to practice than staying home and making dinner, which obviously fits the lifestyle.
Well, and
you know, always on the road, driving to practice, driving in games, you know.
That kind of support shows, though. Yeah. You guys are obviously a gifted athletic family, but extremely humble and extreme, you know, the work ethic, it just, from you at least, from what I see. And based on the stories you've told me about some of your siblings, you can tell that your parents were passionate about taking you to practice, taking you to games, but also probably talking about what's more important. And I know, like, your faith and relationships and things like that, too. Yeah. So basically, it's a long way of complimenting the crap out of you, Brock. Again, you're larger than me, so
they set a good example for us. I think that I sense the same stuff from you, you know. I think you could have been an NBA player.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple
If I would have been, like, faster and stronger and taller.
No, just, like, shot a few more threes in the backyard.
Well, if I could have made them, that would have been that would have been great. But I was trying to dunk it. Yeah. I spent too much time trying to dunk it.
See, that,
after,
I'm
like,
past
18,
dunking.
I couldn't dunk it.
I don't dunk anymore. You know, that's I learned early. 2 points is 2 points.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you stay in the game a lot longer.
How much does Jokic dunk?
He doesn't dunk very much.
Exactly.
Yeah, and with the way they're, you know, oh, I'm going to get
okay,
tangent.
Yeah. Move on.
Yeah, sorry. Nuggets game was rough last night. I'm struggling with it. Brock, it's a fun season, man. It's been so much fun to watch you guys. You know, and now this is an opportunity to leave that legacy for UNC because we all know, like, the dark part, you know, UNC did go dancing. Unfortunately, it was ultimately stripped away, so the Bears have never been officially dancing.
Yeah.
So this would be that chance to leave that really once-in-a-lifetime type of legacy behind.
It would be, and it's crazier because this is the last chance for us, you know, for me, Zach, and Quinn, and Ebu, and all these seniors. This is it. So it's just as much of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as it is the last opportunity for us to do this. So it's exciting, and I think that we're really motivated, and we're in the right headspace, and we just got to attack it. So
There's a reason. I think I asked you on the first show, what does the future look like for Brock Wisney? You shut that down pretty quickly. There's a reason I haven't asked about it since, because I know you now, like, very much eyes on the prize. Not one. It doesn't seem like anybody on this roster was really thinking much about beyond this season and what this means.
It's the same with everybody, man. And, like, just for an example, like Ebu, he was drafted number one overall in the Japanese basketball league, like the pro basketball league over there. And nobody's even heard about it. He still hasn't posted. You know, I think that that's just an example of, like, a guy that obviously has something next.
Yeah.
And obviously he's going to be set for life over there. I mean, he's going to get paid well for tens, 20 years, and but at the same time, he's still present with us, and he's showing up every day and bringing energy, and that's just one example. You know, everybody's that way, so it's great.
You guys have an excellent team, yeah. And you've bonded so well. We've documented, we've talked about the team meeting, the players meeting, and all that stuff, but it's just kind of part of the different chapters that have led us to this, maybe not completely final chapter just yet for UNC, but one of them.
You know, you can't appreciate, you know, the highs and the good parts without appreciating the low parts. And the journey's been so awesome. And I'm excited to hopefully slow time down until the end of it.
No, we got a little less than a week until we see you guys back in action in the Big Sky Conference Tournament. Starch Madness.
Yeah, Starch Madness.
Starting up for you guys on Monday. Yeah. Brock, my friend, best of luck to you. And we'll catch up with you sometime next week.
Yeah, we will. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. All right, we'll be right back. Chris Dempsey coming on next from Altitude TV. We'll talk a little Nuggets. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.